Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 14, with Coach Mike Jones, the coach of the most, coming at you from coast to coast. I don't want to brag, but I'm going to boast, so give a toast with the coach with the most. All right, hey, live from Puyallup, Washington, and today's another exciting day in Northwest history. We got the Washington State Fair again today. We have the pro wrestling booth sponsored by PWF and Pops Ballard and Randy the Pimp Taylor down at the fair again today. They'll be down there all weekend and Monday also. I was lucky enough to be able to come in last night with myself and Sign Guy and Laren, Miss Sign Guy, come down there to the booth. Got to do a live stream down there, so that was nice and exciting. And then on TV, we went to see Ann Wilson and Night Ranger. What a show. My goodness, it was, like, unbelievable because, one, I've seen Night Ranger twice. Once with Sammy Hagar in, like, their first show in the Northwest 40 years ago. And then after that, I got to see him at Fort Lewis with Eddie Money and Joe Walsh. That was an amazing show also. So this is the third time I've seen Night Ranger. Man, they put on a great show. They haven't missed a beat like usual, played all their hits. And then Ann Wilson was amazing. My goodness. She's out there holding her own. She's playing other people's songs like The Who's Love Rain on Me. And while she's up there playing it, you can see it's like she's holding her own, man. She can play with anybody. She can hold her own with anybody, especially these new people, past or present. And she also played Going to California was pretty special, too. So, yeah, it was a fun night last night. But we'll be back down at the fair again today. And then the Mariners, my goodness, on their way to the playoffs, it looks like for sure. They're the percentage-wise of making it is like 96.8% chance of making it to the playoffs, which sort of sucks because it's like there's a chance of not making it. but regardless, they won 14 in a row last month, and then they're on their fifth game in a row as of last night. We beat Cleveland Indians in Cleveland last night. Let's check that out. They played at Progressive Field, and we won 6-1 with an outstanding performance by Luis Castillo. Castillo, we got from the Reds. He's 6-5 now. But today at Progressive Field, the Mariners are going with Robbie Ray. Oh, my goodness. He's been so hot in the last month or so. He's 11-8 with a 3.58 ERA, and he's already got 180 strikeouts. That's really impressive. And he's going against, looks like a rookie for the Guardians, X-Man Curry, number 71, right-hander. He's 0-0 with the 5.40 ERA. He only has 3 strikeouts in his career so far, or for this year at least. Mariners haven't announced their lineup yet, but the Guardians have. And let's see, they have what they've done against Robbie Ray. Let me see. Jimenez batting .500 against Robbie Ray. Austin Hedges, in 25 at-bats, he's only batting .080 against Robbie Ray. So hopefully he gets to play. And Rosario's batting .510 at-bats against Robbie Ray. Jose Ramirez is only .167 in 6 at-bats, no home runs. And it looks like nobody's got a home run off of Robbie Ray in the Cleveland lineup today. So that looks good. And hopefully Robbie Ray can continue his hot streak he's had. My goodness. All right, let's look closer at yesterday's game. Yeah, we had the lead. Like, we started out 3-0 in that game. And so from there, it's like Castillo just cruised. Let's see, Castillo, 6 innings pitched, only gave up 5 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. He's now down to .271. And Festa closed out that game for us with 2 solid innings of relief, only gave up 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 1 strikeout. Okay, let's see. Also, yesterday, the Reds beat Colorado 3-2. Let's check that game out for a second. The Reds are still in fourth place at 52-78. The Rockies are at fifth in the West. They're 56-77. The Reds won 3. Jonathan India was 3-for-5 with an RBI. Also, Steer, the new rookie they got, 2-for-2 with two runs, an RBI, and 2 walks. Wow, he has a 4,000 ops. He hit a home run and a double. Wow, they had big praise about him. And it looks like their infield is going to be solid for years to come. They have stockpiled some minor league infielders. Novelli Marte, Edwin Arroyo, Eli De La Cruz, McClain. I mean, the list goes on. Even Barrero, a guy they're trying to give some time, he was 2-for-4 yesterday, but his average is only .167. A lot of people are saying they don't like the idea of Barrero being up there yet. They should give Eli De La Cruz a chance. But we'll see what happens. And then yesterday's pitching performances, Sessa did good for the Reds yesterday. 5 innings pitched in his start, only gave up 4 hits. He gave up 2 runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. So that was nice to see. The winning pitcher was Diaz in relief. He's now 5-2. He had 1 inning pitched, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 1 strikeout, and his ERA is now .172. So that's impressive for their bullpen there. Okay, let's see what happens here. We got other people calling in here shortly. And looks like people from the fair is going to be calling in with Pops Ballard. And then Sign Guy even might call in. And who knows, it was QT's birthday yesterday. It was nice to have him call in to talk to us on Turnbuckle Turmoil yesterday, myself and Sign Guy. We had Troy Benson on. Man, he's impressive. A manager who's been around. Yeah, he has quite the story. So, yeah, you should check out yesterday's show. All right, now let's see what's happening today for the Reds. They're at Great America Ballpark again in Cincinnati, going against the Rockies again. And it looks like it's Herman Marquez of the Rockies against Nick Lodolo, one of their top left-handed rookie pitchers. He's 3-5 with the 4.30 Lodolo is, and he has 82 strikeouts this year. Marquez, the veteran for Colorado, is 7-10 with the 4.97 and 120 Ks. All right. Let's see. They already got the lineups announced for the Reds today. Freedy in right field leading off. India at second. Farmer at third base. Fraley's batting cleanup. Fraley's done impressive since being traded from the Mariners in that Winker trade. He's batting cleanup today. He's got his average up to 250. He's got 8 home runs and 20 RBIs with 3 stolen bases, so that's nice to see. And also one of their other rising stars, Donovan Solano, is at DH today, batting 6, teeny batting average, and he's been doing great. Batting 6, Nick Senzel at center. Spencer Steers back in the lineup at first base, batting 7th. Jose Barreau back at shortstop. And Austin Romine is catching today for the Reds. Okay, yes. We had Randy the Pimp Taylor yesterday. Myself, Sign Guy, Miss Sign Guy, John Davidson from the MRT was down there at the fair. And, I think Sign Guy and... Sign Guy's supposed to go back down there, and so is, Sunny Days is supposed to come down there today, I heard. So we'll see. Let's get Pops on the line here. He's down there right now. What'd he say? He said, we have Triple D, Paul Preston down there from World Underground Wrestling, and John Davidson's back. So, yeah, nice. Can't wait to talk to Paul Preston. Excited to hear what he's up to. All right, yeah, and then Robbie Ray, my goodness. He's, like, been getting over 10 strikeouts a game for, like, 5 or 6 games in a row. And we're still in the wild card hunt there. We're not really the hunt. We've been tied for first place or either first place in the wild card for a while. And as of yesterday, we were tied in the wild card. So, yep, I'm trying to get Triple D on the line right now. Let's see. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties with that. Tacoma Rainer's been doing pretty good lately. We got Kyle Lewis down there and Jared Kelnick still down there. A lot of other Mariners are down there. Torrens is down there. Toro recently got called back. I'm not sure how long Toro's going to be up here. Toro's done good since he got back from Tacoma, so that's nice to see. All right, and then, nice to see that Taylor Trammell's back at the Mariners in the lineup last few days. Let's see. Let's analyze a little bit more from yesterday's game there and that 6-1 win. Okay. Oh, yes, Cal Raleigh with another 2 home run game. That's his second one of the year. He's got 21 home runs, and only 3 Mariners catchers have had over 20 home runs in the Mariners' history, so that was nice to see. Haniger, 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs. Also, Winker got a couple more walks. That was nice to see. Cal Raleigh, 2-for-4 with 2 RBI or 2 runs and 4 RBIs. And yes, Haniger had 2 doubles. So that was nice. Oh yeah, they were both 2 RBI doubles. So that was clutch. Yes. And then let's see. I think we're going to have those guys on the line any second now. I thought anyway. Sorry guys. Yeah, and Sign Guy's out of town. He's in OMAC. So we're not sure if he's going to be able to call in, if he has signal or service over there. But let's see what happens. And there was another person, I think Moondog Ace was supposed to be down at the fair today, too. And I'm supposed to be down at the fair again, too, right after the show. I'm going to go down there for a couple hours, so hopefully you guys can join us down there at the fair. I really love the Washington State Fair. I've been going there since I was a little kid. I grew up in Tacoma, Washington. And, yeah, I got to go down there and meet Sergeant Slaughter and Trish Stratus just a month or so ago at a Comic-Con thing they had at the fair there. So that was nice. Got to get them both in the NGW green room. Yeah, I mean, you guys can also check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Also, Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army in the NGW green room. And then the Seattle Mariners organizational report and the Cincinnati Reds organizational report on YouTube. And then also every week, Saturday at noon Pacific, the Coach Mike Jones Show will be back for all your sports, music, comedy, wrestling, MMA, you name it, we got it. All right. We appreciate all the love and support and all the feedback we've had from you guys. And I'm going to continue to keep plugging away. We know it's a holiday weekend here, Memorial Day weekend, so we're probably going to cut it short today. Hopefully those guys from the fair down there give us a call. They might be busy, though. Who knows? They were supposed to do a live patch-in from my show to there. I'm not sure what happened. All right, let's see here. Okay, today. Yeah, well, and then tomorrow, Turnbuckle Turmoil is off tomorrow. So we had two off days for Turnbuckle this year that fell on holidays, the 4th of July and this one. So it's pretty rare. Normally, they just keep plugging along. We did them at Christmas Eve and New Year's last year, so that was cool. So, yeah, I just got confirmation Pops Ballard will be calling in any second here. I'm really excited to hear from them. And, yeah, Paul Preston from World Underground Wrestling. I love working with all those guys, Paul and Pops and Pimp. And I even liked working with Ron, you know, even though I battled him for years, hundreds of matches. All over the place, too. And he's a tough opponent. It won't go away, you know. But nice to see Ron's down there in Arizona doing pretty good for himself. He's back to where he came from, like, you know, and working with the Indian Wrestling League, which is really impressive. I wish I could get that Indian Wrestling League up here to the Northwest. So for the Puyallup Indians, Muckleshoot, all these tribes. You'd get involved with that Indian Wrestling League. Yeah, I would love to be able to do that one day. That's a dream. So hopefully we'll see what happens. Yep. And also we want to thank our sponsor, A-Plus Handyman Services. We're really happy for them. A-Plus Payless Handyman Services. Sorry about that. Yeah, check them all out for all your plumbing, HVAC, you name it, they can do it. No job too small or too big. A-Plus, Payless, Handyman Services. Also, if you need a tow, get a hold of Big Boys Towing here in the Northwest, the Tacoma area. All right. And then, yeah, don't forget, DeBossi has his own coffees now. He's got three coffees. Also, he runs the Lyrical Spit podcast, which is really successful. Okay, and then so let me see. Got to get a hold of them. Yep, I guess he's got to go do something. He's going to try to have Pimp call in or somebody else call in. So, all right, cool. Yep, we'll be waiting for them. All right, let's see what the Tacoma Rainiers are doing today. Tacoma Rainiers. Yeah, the defending PCL champion, Tacoma Rainiers. Let me see. They're hosting Sacramento again today at Cheney Stadium here in Tacoma. And that's Chick-fil-A bring the herd night. Yeah. So let's see. Is there a preview of that? Oh, both pitchers are to be determined. Okay, in that game at Cheney Stadium tonight, PCL champion Rainiers are 59-68, and the Sacramento RiverCats are 57-70. Okay, here we go. So, hello, how's it going?
It's going great. This is John Davidson.
Hey, John, you're down there at the fair, right?
Yes, sir. Down here at the fair, hanging with Pops Ballard, hanging with quite a few people.
And Coach,
and I got,
just
I got
Ben Taylor in the house. How are we doing today, sir?
We're doing great, man. Hey, it was nice to come down there last night. I'm looking forward to coming down there again. I hear. What's the turnout?
I'm looking forward to that. But we have a question going on around here, Coach. Man, your hair last night was looking exceedingly white. Can you explain that to me, man?
Oh, okay. Well, I do bleach my hair.
Oh, my God. I had to come up with something to throw you off, Coach. All right, man. You don't have to worry about that, man. But looking forward to having you down here again, Coach. It's been a good day at the fair so far, man. People are checking us out. They're checking out the NGW Real School Army poster we got up. Checking out Turnbuckle Turmoil poster you got up. Dude, man, it's happening down here. And, Coach, I'd like to
thank NGW
for supporting everybody in professional wrestling in the Northwest. So, thank you again, Coach. So, man, we got the champ in the house. Got Sloppy Pants Paul Preston down here today, man, talking to people. We've got Miss Sarah Irene in the house today. Miss Sunny Days is on her way to the venue right now. So, people, if you're out there listening, come on down and talk to us and do what we got going on. We'll get you hooked up, man. Coach, thank you, man. I'm back to John here for you.
All right. Hey, I'm excited to hear talk to Paul. Let him know that.
Yes, sir. As soon as he gets back from wherever he went to.
Okay. Is this John?
He's on a belt tour. I think he's taking the belt around.
Okay, who's this?
This is John Davidson.
Okay, that's what I thought. Hey, John. All right, manager of MRT. You guys had quite the little history, you know. You guys got titles everywhere you've been and quite the factions. Who do you guys got right now?
Right now we've got myself and Jackson Gorn at the moment, looking to fill some more positions inside of the stable.
And who have you had in the past?
We've had Tyson Tank that I know of. I'm pretty new to MRT. I'm the new manager, so
okay.
Still getting my history going. I came in from Northern California, been here for about 4 years. So doing my best to get in where I fit in with Washington's Pacific Northwest, and I'm enjoying myself.
Right on. Yeah, and it was nice to see that you were able to stay down there all day yesterday also and support indie wrestling and MRT and – And, yeah, I remember back when Tyson was with you guys. He was an impressive youngster, man. I've seen him start out from a rookie to where he was with MRT. And, my good, that was quite the power team with Jackson and him. And then, unfortunately, Tyson retired, right?
Yes, he retired. It was just sad. We wish he was still with us. But he's still with us in heart and in spirit. Every show we go to, so we keep him alive with us, even though he is retired. He's not passed away or nothing. Let me make that clear right now. He's not passed away or nothing. He just retired. We just keep his memory with us and his energy.
And then who knows? And I always say that I always hope for, you know, something will always happen where in the positive, like him showing back up someday or coming back to wrestling, you know, So I never give up hope, you know, and it'd be nice to see him back.
Yes, it would. It would. He was a big power player for us at MRT, and we'd like to have him back.
And then have you got a chance to call into Turnbuckle Turmoil yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, we're going to have to let Sign Guy get you booked on there. I try to
make sure
that everybody's been on there, you know, just like in my NGW green room. I'm going to have to get an interview with you today.
Yes, sir. Oh, wait. I have been on Turnbuckle Turmoil before,
okay.
But it was pre-COVID.
Okay. All right. Okay, cool. Yeah, and I've been on a bunch of shows with you guys, those WW, SCW, shit. There's been a few, yeah.
Yeah, and you're a joy to perform with. You're a really joy to have around in the locker room, too. I really enjoy performing with you.
Thank you, brother. Hey, do you mind if those guys use your phone, or are they busy, or can you have someone else call in, too?
Sure, they can use my phone. Hang on just a moment. Yes, sir.
Paul or Sarah?
Paul is not back yet. Hang on a sec. Here's Sarah.
Okay.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Miss Sarah. Congratulations. You guys
Thank
look
you.
Like you had a beautiful wedding, and you guys are a beautiful couple, and like I say, it's just beautiful. I'm so grateful to know you guys.
Well, we're grateful to know you too.
And
I'm
then,
not sure what
is Paul got. What's that?
What?
What'd you say?
I said I'm not sure where Dean went.
Okay. And does Paul got some stuff he's working on?
I think so. I'm not too privy on the info. Oh, there he is. I'm not too privy on the information. He likes to keep it close.
Okay. And then you're still retired from wrestling.
Yep.
Okay, and then you've been kicking butt in the teaching field.
Yeah, I still haven't been able to find a job yet, but I'm good with
goodness. Okay, you're one of the best, so I'm hoping for the best for you.
Well, thank you. Here's the team.
Okay, thank you.
What's up, Coach?
Hey, how's it going?
Hello. What's up, brother?
How's it going?
It's going.
It's the champ. Man, I missed
Randy.
You guys. And I was just telling her congratulations on a beautiful wedding. And you guys are a beautiful couple. And it's just beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. And then you got something cooking yet?
We're working on it now. I just got finished with the state, so.
Okay. All right. That's good. So on that. Okay, nice. And then I'd be looking forward to bringing the Real School Army down there one day. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. I got a line on a building right now. Me and Pimp need to go check out.
Okay. And then I talked to Matt Miller. He was telling me he worked with you a little bit.
Yep. Things are starting to flow right now.
So, man, it'd be nice to have a place to train.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
All right,
okay,
cool.
I might have a gym lined up. We have permanent setup.
Okay, there you go. And then there was rumor that you ended up buying settling with Ron yourself.
Huh?
There was a rumor that you settled with Ron yourself.
Yes, I did. I bought Ron completely out, so it's mine.
Okay. All right. Yes. All right. So I thought, hey, that's like, remember we were trying to come up with all kinds of ideas and situations? And then when I heard that, I was like, that's the best one yet.
Oh yeah, it sounds great. Yeah, I think it does. I think it's a good call on my part.
Okay, nice. And we're looking forward to seeing you at the Bethel Days, right?
Yep, I'll be there.
You guys got any matches lined up yet?
Not yet. We're probably discussing that all today.
So there's rumors that Wild Lyle will be defending his title, possibly against Viento or Chuck Payne. And then also Darth Carter versus Sign Guy. Awesome.
I'll see that one.
And then I heard
Sunny
Days and Moondog Ace are probably going to be down there from the Real School Army, too.
Oh, yeah, doesn't matter. The more the merrier on that show, because we pretty much run all day long on that. So the more bodies, the less I have to bump.
Okay, yes. And then what time do you want people down there to help set up there, Paul?
You'd have to talk about that with Pimp, because Pimp knows more about the whole time thing than I do.
Okay, yep. We want to make sure we announce that plenty before. And then you've done interviews on Turnbuckle Turmoil, haven't you?
I think I've done a couple.
Okay, well, I'd like to interview you on obviously this is my new show, the Coach Mike Jones Show. So I'd like to interview you someday when you're not so busy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Paul,
not so,
so much.
Yeah, definitely. You got to do it. I got to get off my butt and start doing stuff.
Okay, yep. Me and Lyle like to push you, you know, and we work well together.
Oh, yeah, I like you guys.
All right, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It was good to talk to you and Sarah.
You too, brother.
Who else we got down there? Who else we got down there?
Nobody right now. I think Sunny's will be here in any second, but I don't know where she's at.
Cool. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to plug or promote, and how do people get a hold of you?
Get a hold of me, I guess, right now I'd be on Facebook, but Paul Preston would be the best way to do it.
And then do you have anything coming up or do you have any businesses or anything you'd like to promote?
Right now, no. Not at the moment, but soon there will be someone.
Okay, yes, and you know, Paul, anytime you want to interview or come on for 15 minutes or 5 minutes to plug something, you let me know. You're welcome any show.
You got it, sir. I appreciate that.
And then hopefully I'm going to be down there today, get an NGW Green Room interview with you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'll be here. We'll be here for a while.
Okay, do you know how long you'll be there?
Probably most of the day. We're just here to hang out with
Thank you.
Oh, all right.
All right. Cool. Appreciate it. Well, maybe we can get Sonny or Pops to call me back. Or if someone else wants to talk, they're welcome to. Let me talk to Pimp for a second.
You got it. For you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Pimp, why don't you let people know what you got coming up and how they get a hold of you and what you got going on?
Well, right off the bat, we got the ABC Days for the Bethel School District coming up. That's Saturday, October 1st. We will be entertaining from 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. And prior to that, we are here at the State Fair through Monday. So come on down and talk to us and see what's going on. If you're interested in becoming a professional wrestler, come on down and chat with us about that. But in the meantime, just come on down. Enjoy yourselves at the fair. Stop by. Have a conversation with us. Talk wrestling. And enjoy yourselves. That's what we do. That's what we're about. So, Coach, man, that's what we got. And we will have more announcements upcoming. But at the moment, nothing is set in stone. But that being said,
and then
come on down to the first. Watch us. And we will have announcements at that point. So.
Okay, and you guys are located at booth 10 there under the grandstand. And we know that Pops is your media guy, but how do people get a hold of you?
Well, they can contact me through the packwrestlingfed@gmail.com.
Okay,
right on. Yeah, that's my email. And so contact me via that, and I will get right back to you, and we'll get going on what we can do for you. And if you are an organization or something that would in the need of a fundraising event, contact us at Pacific Wrestling Federation, and we will definitely do our best to get you hooked up. And like I say, there's not only the PWF, but it's the NGW, you know, it's WUW. We're all working together in this venture, man. So the best to all of us, man.
It is, you know, and then I like how you said that. Come down and just talk to us, where meaning you're not trying to beg someone into coming in there or feel needy about having people come in, you know. It's like you want to get to know them, and you want to help them succeed, you know what I mean? It's like it's a special thing, you know what I mean?
Coach, that's why we got into this business, isn't it? You know, people helped us along the way. I want to give back. You know, you're the same way, Coach. You know, we got in this about the same time. You know, you ran, I ran. We've been together. You're on my shows. I'm on your shows. But it's all one general purpose, and that is to provide great entertainment in the Pacific Northwest. And like you say, we all have the same mindset as to building professional wrestling. We build bridges, not walls. So that being said.
Exactly, man. And all right, so we know that Sunny Days is on her way and Pops will be back. Maybe you can have those guys call in when they get there.
Most definitely, man. And it should be any minute, man. So, but, Coach, man, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. And I will have them shoot you a call. I'm going to send you back to Mr. John Davidson at the moment, man.
All right. Thank
Hello,
you.
Sir.
All right, brother. Thanks so much, man, for letting us use your phone there. That made it so much easier. And then
sure.
I'm still trying to get up with technology. I know that Pops is pretty fluent in technology, and he's got the soundboard and headsets and everything down there. But I'm not really familiar with how to do my switchboard away from home yet. So maybe next time, or maybe even by the end of the weekend, I'll have it figured out so I can come down there and do a live show. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, so hey, John, do you have anything you want to plug or promote, or how they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on Facebook, John Davidson. You can get a hold of me on Twitter, John Davidson. You can get a hold of me on Instagram, John Davidson. You can get a hold of my partner, Jackson, on Facebook, Jackson Bourne. I'd like to send a shout-out to Combat Pro Wrestling and Yvonne Sieber and that whole crew. How you doing? let's see, October 1st is ABC Days at Bethel High School from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. I'd love to see y'all out there. It's a free show. Come on out and come have some fun.
Exactly. All right, thanks so much, John. We wish you and Jackson and everyone all the luck in the world. We appreciate it so much and can't wait to see you guys down there.
All right. Well, we'll see you October 1st.
And then make sure you guys let Pops and Sonny know I'd like to talk to them.
Yes, sir. As soon as they get
Thanks
back,
so
I'll have one of them call you in.
Thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a
All
great
right.
day.
There it is. There it is, the PWF booth down there at the Puyallup Fair. When I grew up, it was Do the Puyallup. Do the Puyallup. Then they switched it to the Washington State Fair. And, it was quite the blast there last night. Okay, but back to the Tacoma Rainiers. While we're waiting for Sunny Days and Pops Ballard to call in to let us know what they're up to and how they're doing. Yes, we beat the Sacramento River Cats 6-3 last night at Cheney Stadium there, where McCoy was 2-for-5 with 5 RBIs and a run. He got his 16th home run. And McCoy was on the taxi squad for Seattle just the other day because someone was injured, but I guess he didn't get a chance to get actually called up, but he was on the taxi. He made it to the taxi squad. So he's getting closer there. All right, Kelnick was 1-for-2 with the run and a walk. He struck out once, though. Kelnick's batting 285 now with an 896 ops. Other top performers were Jay Morgan, the catcher, 1-for-2 with a walk, a run, an RBI. And you see he's batting 258 now. Top pitching performances was Rowan Elias, had 5 innings pitched to start that game, only gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and his ERA is now at 5.51. Drew Steckenrider from the Mariners, he got the win. He's 1-0, and his ERA is now 3.93 for the Rainiers. Another former Mariner, Taylor Williams, pitched that game, 1-inning pitch, only gave up 1 hit, no runs, 1 strikeout. Nate Ramirez, he got the save, his 11th save, and his ERA is now 2.83. All right. So let's see. Sunny Days should be able to call in here soon. We're excited to hear from her. She's down there wrestling at BCW regularly and PNWP and other various places. Sort of sucks. There's not many women wrestlers in this direct area for wrestling. So she has to wrestle guys a lot of the times, but my God, she's tough as nails. She's out there holding her own versus almost any guy out there. I would know, longtime member of the Real School Army, Sunny Days. We really love and miss her. And it's nice to see she's back down at the fair again this year. She was down there last year. This year is the first year the NGW Green Room has made it to the fair down there for the PWF booth. So we're grateful for that. And actually proud and honored that we're able to go down there. So we'll be down there most of the weekend ourselves. And Wild Lyle, he's down there camping in Randall. His parents or his mother's selling their property in Randall there. So they're getting a chance to go camp one more time down there. He invited us, but we wasn't able to go. My son went camping down at Greenwater up there by Mount Rainier. Still haven't got a chance to go camping there. I'm not a huge camping fan. But anyway. Also, let's see what's going on. Everett Aqua Sox, they've been doing pretty good lately. Let's see how they're doing. Okay. Everett, they play at Funko Field. And let's see, they're playing Eugene in Eugene at PK Park. And Eugene's like in first place, it looks like. They're 74-47. Everett's 57-66. And Jackson's on the mound for Everett today. He's 2-3 with the 5.87. He's going against Black for Eugene. Okay, let's see what happened yesterday. For Everett. Okay. Everett lost the Heartbreaker 6-5 in Eugene yesterday. Nunez lost that. He's 0-1 with a 9-point ERA. And let's see who had some highlights for the Aqua Sox. Let's see. Jurel Gomez, 2-for-4 with 2 runs and an RBI. He had a triple, his second triple. That's impressive. He's a big guy. And then Robert Perez Jr. was 1-for-1 with 2 RBIs. Yeah, we're really excited about him. He just got called up from Modesto. He's got like 20-something home runs this year, so that's nice to see. All right, well, I'm about to wrap this show up. Not sure if anybody else from the fair is going to call in. So maybe we'll have to try back and do our own special show for the fair there. But it's all good. Thanks, guys, for calling in, everybody, and we appreciate it. And thanks for listening so much.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, a diagnose. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Like I was saying, you can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for interviews from people all over the world. Also, the Seattle Mariners Organizational Report and the Cincinnati Reds Organizational Report. And then, of course, the Coach Mike Jones podcast show every Saturday at noon Pacific time. We'd love to be back every weekend so we can give you the latest on the pro wrestling scene, music, sports, MMA, you name it, we got it. Because we love to inform you and we love sports and we love you guys. So thanks so much. All right. And also, don't forget to check out Big Boys Towing and A-Plus Payless Handyman Services. All right. Thanks so much.